Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, several of which we cannot even remember or recount. But Lord, in all this, we just want to say thank you to you. You have been there for us. We cry unto you. You answer our prayers. You make way for us where there are no ways. You surround us with your favor. You've granted us good health. Everlasting Father, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for where we are coming from, for where we are today, and for where you are taking us to. We say glory be unto your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts, all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for all manners of testimonies that we've had. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you and to you alone, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's meeting to your hands and we say, Lord, take control. Come and speak to us. And let your name and only your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are all welcome to this wonderful edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will grant you the grace and the strength to prophesy to your day. And as you do so, it shall be so for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Indeed, it will perfect all that concerns you. It will fight your battles for you. It will grant you victory on all sides in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be talking to you what I titled God's Promises for You. He has a wonderful plan for you, and his plans for you shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am going to take my text this day from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 29, and I'm reading from verse 10 to 14. The Bible says, "What thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise, and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from which you have been sent into exile." The Lord bless the reading of his word. That is his promises for the children of Israel. But as we are spiritual children of Israel, we also have access to that. I want us to know that this word we have spoken about this day is his plans for his people, and those plans will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying to you that I'm going to visit you. You will experience divine visitation. God will visit you, just as he did in the case of Zacchaeus in the book of Luke, Luke 19 verse 5. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking and say, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay in your house today. So Jesus is telling you that he's ready to stay in your house today. He's ready to be with you, not only today, but for the rest of your life. If only you allow him to come in. That is his promise. And Zacchaeus, when you look at the story of Zacchaeus, that was a very corrupt man. So maybe even you yourself, you look at yourself and say, am I good enough for Jesus to come into my home? He's telling you that, look, no matter how terrible your situation may be, I'm going to pay you a visit. I will visit you. We will abide in your life, in your home, in the mighty name of Jesus. And of course, when Jesus is abiding with you, you can be sure so many good things goes with it. And part of it is also his promise that he is going to restore, he's going to bring forth restoration. That which you have lost, that which the enemy has destroyed, the Lord is saying he will restore unto you. In the book of Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 25. He said, I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent amongst you. The Lord will restore that which you have lost, the opportunities you have lost. The Lord will give you a second chance. That business you have lost, the Lord will bring it back to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That marriage that seems dead, the Lord will bring it back to life. The resurrection power that rose up our Lord Jesus Christ will bring back every goodness of yours that have been dead in the mighty name of Jesus. If he can raise up Lazarus from the dead after 4 days smelling, stinking, God is ready to do it for you too. He will restore that hope that has been lost in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another promise that God has for you is that he has a good plan for you. His plans for you are of good and not of evil. In the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he says, for I know the plans. He knows the plans he has for you. Probably you don't know, but he is telling you now that, look, the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, they are plans of welfare and not of evil. He has no plan to destroy you. His plan is that you will know him. His plan is that you will dwell in his presence. His plan is that he's going to take you higher and higher. His plan is that he's going to fight your battles for you and he will grant you victory. That is his plans for you. His plan is that you will operate in divine health. Affliction will not dwell in your body. That is his plans for you. His plans for you are of good and not of evil. He said, to give you a future and a hope. He has that plan for you, to give you a bright future. Maybe when you look at yourself right now and say, where am I going? Where am I going? You don't even know where you are going. But the Almighty God, he will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you to where he wants you to be. It will take you from where you are right now to where you should be in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will send helpers of destiny to you, those who will help you, those who will go out of their way to say, I'm going to help this man, I'm going to help this woman. The Lord will send such your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because he's got a wonderful plan for you. He has already predestined for you that, look, this is my plan for you. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 30, he said, and those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. The Lord will justify you. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. You will be glorified. The glory of God will be seen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will silence all your mockers, everyone mocking you, asking you, where is your God? Can't your God help you? The Almighty God will silence them in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, he will give you reason to rejoice in him. He will give you reason to celebrate in him, because he has promised you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is by your side. He is not going to leave you. He will not forsake you. All you need to do is to remain connected to him. So he has guaranteed you a good future. In the book of Luke chapter 14, reading verse 27, he said, whoever does not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? The Lord is saying that, look, yes, you bear your cross and you follow me, but I'm there for you. I have a plan for you. No matter the cross you are carrying, I'm ready to help you to bear that cross. I'm ready to be with you. I'm ready to keep you. I'm ready to fight for you. I'm ready to guide you. Because his plans for you and I are plans of good. He hasn't got any bad plan for us. Brothers and sisters, you may think that the cross you are carrying now is too heavy for you to carry. The Lord will be with you. He will keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, that thing that you think is coming to an end, that, oh, this God has forsaken me, this God doesn't want me again. No. That is not the situation. He loves you. Your future is secured in him, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know, do not lose hope. Don't look at what you are going through right now, but rather let your focus be on Jesus. When you focus on him, he will find a way for you. He's the one that makes way where there are no ways. He's the one that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass through. He did not only part the Red Sea, he even parted River Jordan for them. Where with Joshua, he was able to part River Jordan for them. So brothers and sisters, that situation that you are looking at, don't worry, the Almighty God is ready to remove it. He's ready to remove the mountains that is standing in your way. He's ready to make the hill to be low. He's ready to exalt every valley of your life. And what you need to do, brothers and sisters, all you need to do is to call unto him, is to search him with your heart. He tells us in that Jeremiah 29 verse 13, he said, you will seek me and find me. Indeed, you will find him. He's not missing. He's the omnipresent God, omnipotent God. So you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes. So all you need to do is to seek this God, to seek him. And he's even calling unto you today. He's telling you, my son, my daughter, I love you. You are the apple of my eye. I cherish you. I'm not going to allow evil to come near you. All you need to do is to accept me, is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jesus is not somebody we can be playing games with. We just need to accept him fully. He said, with all your heart. He didn't say with some of your heart. Some of us have been going to church even from the day we are born, but that doesn't necessarily make us Christians. That doesn't necessarily make us believers. We are just going there to fulfill all righteousness. You may even be a worker. You may even be a minister of God, but you may not really have a relationship with this God. I'm giving you the opportunity right now for you to reflect and ask yourself that question. Am I seeking this God with all my heart? Am I really doing so? If you cannot answer in the affirmative, I want to give you that opportunity for you to go back to him, just like the prodigal son did. He went back to the father, and the father accepted him. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I declare that it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that indeed you forgive them. Write their names in the book of life. And everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I decree and declare that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never lack anything good. You will never incur the wrath of God. The grace to please Him all the days of your life, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace, the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.